Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It was a history-making landing of the Mars rover Perseverance yesterday afternoon. And there was a local connection to this story. Steve McDonald is joining us. He is the engineering manager for the propulsion group at Moog. Steve, what was it like for you and your team yesterday to see this landing?
It was really exciting. Been working in the industry for several years, working on a lot of projects, and it's missions like Perseverance that are really the highlights. And just couldn't be more proud of the team that I've worked with over the years on these programs.
Well, it's so cool to have a local connection to this story. So you work with the propulsion group at Moog. What exactly do you do, and what was your role on this particular rover?
Great question. Yeah, so what I do right now is, so I'm an engineering section manager within our propulsion group. I work primarily on rocket engines these days. Managing a great team of folks working on those products at our Niagara Falls facility. My role kind of spanned 5 total years across 3 of the projects. So our fill and drain valves, we had throttle valves, and also rocket engines on the Perseverance mission. I was in my previous stint as a program manager. I led a great team of folks to work on those products for the rover then. So a little bit of a mixed bag as far as my contributions there, just a testament to Moog and working in the space industry. Lots of opportunity for lots of us to work on some really cool stuff.
Okay, were you sweating it out during that 7 minutes of terror?
Absolutely. I've been talking with my family about it for, since launch last year, and I definitely was nervous. Can't imagine how nervous some of the folks at JPL were. I know a few folks over there that I work with as counterparts on the programs who are, much, much closer to it than I am. But I was genuinely nervous, pretty on edge, and I was really relieved when I heard the landing call.
Yeah. So many things can go wrong, right? And especially when you're dealing with communications and trying to control what you can control all the way out in Mars.
I couldn't have said it better. So many things can go wrong. Just our engines are made of a small engine that you could fit in the palm of your hand is made of hundreds of components. One of those things, there's something wrong with it. That could lead to a failure. Same thing with our throttling valves that help the actual descent during that 7 minutes of terror to lower the rover onto the Martian surface. One little thing goes wrong. A chamfer isn't cut correctly, or something is oversized, something that we might have missed could reveal itself to a catastrophic failure. And the same could be said for every component on the spacecraft, as well as the launch vehicle that got the spacecraft out of Earth orbit in the first place.
Steve, is Moog's work with the rover done with, or do you continue to be involved with it?
Great question. We actually continue to be involved. We have flow control valves on the rover's arm that basically help keep the rover's drill free and clean, free and clear of debris, and that's being used for sample collection. The hope is that future missions, Mars sample return missions, will be able to pick samples up from Mars and actually return them to Earth. So our valves will continue to help with that process.
Now, where do you go from here? Do you have a lot still invested in this rover? Are you still part of the team, or is your main part kind of over with now that it's landed and you're on to the next project?
We've moved on. Yeah, it's I stopped working on the last of the three projects I worked on about 2 to 3 years ago. It's a very long project cycle overall for the spacecraft. For example, the throttling valves that helped the descent were delivered in 2014-2015 timeframe. So our role has been over for a few years at Moog. Now we just get to sit back and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Well, Steve, we really appreciate you joining us this morning, and I can sense the pride from you, and I'm sure from the entire team out at Moog. That's Steve McDonald. He's the engineering manager for the propulsion group at Moog.